The North Carolina Board of Education Thursday approved a wish list of temporary legislative changes to get through this year's coronavirus crisis. But a state lawmaker says policymakers also need to think about long-term change. WFAE's Ann Doss-Helms has more.
With state end-of-grade and end-of-course exams waived because of school closings, the state board unanimously voted to ask the General Assembly to temporarily set aside all the laws that require test score data, things like school ratings, teacher and principal bonuses, evaluations of teacher effectiveness, and student promotion to fourth grade. The board is also seeking changes in licensure laws. They want to make sure student teachers and new teachers facing a deadline to pass licensing exams are not penalized by the closing of schools and testing centers. State Board Chair Eric Davis said the waiver requests aren't about backing down from high academic standards.
Consideration of these requests are necessitated by the unique events of COVID-19.
State Representative Craig Horn of Union County co-chairs a House panel that's reviewing those options. He says lawmakers need to make short-term changes, but also lay the groundwork for a revamp of public education. He compares the situation to fighting a fire.
First thing is we got to survive where we are. Then we've got to develop that long-term strategy to where we'll be when we get the fire put out.
Horn's panel has to recommend survival strategies when the General Assembly convenes April 28th, but he says the forced switch to online education will transform how the state delivers and evaluates education.
I'm not so sure we'll ever be back to what we used to call normal.
Neither the state board nor the House panel took up some of the most urgent questions for students and their families. How will students be graded and promoted? Will seniors have graduation ceremonies? Will anyone return to class this school year? Governor Roy Cooper has ordered schools closed through at least May 15th. Education officials say they're waiting to see whether he extends that to decide how to close out the year. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss-Helms.